when I listen with giraffe ears, when I give my meaning and I get that look, could you model how I could respond to that? How I
can
deal with
that. The first thing I need to say, I'm serious, I don't say the Jackal Postal Delivery Service has done its evil deed again. I've shortened that because it has to happen quick. I just quickly tell myself, they didn't hear.
And so would I repeat it?
Well, I may or may not. The most important thing is that I not connect their pain with what's alive in me. Now see, if I'm a baby, then nobody's taught me how to do this. And I've got a poor parent that's in enormous agony. And I'm just crying and needing some food, and the parent feels obligated and shit, I have to feed the baby. And I don't have giraffe ears. I start growing up immediately by thinking there's something wrong with me for having my needs. So the biggest thing we can do for ourselves is just at that moment to be conscious in whatever way we can remind ourselves. They didn't get the package. They didn't get the gift. But not in any way to connect what I said with that look on their face, those words. No. Because that's one of the nice things. We'll always know that the other person heard us when we express our needs, because they will have the look on their face of a little child talking to Santa Claus. If they don't have that look, they didn't hear. They have a look on their face like children when they're getting a gift from Santa Claus. I'd like to hear what's going on for you.